אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Salam, my name is Nevo Zissen. I am an author, professional public speaker and performer based in Melbourne. I identify as non-binary and transgender and queer, and I run workshops and in schools and workplaces around transgender identity and language.
How old are you?
24.
24?
Yeah.
Still very young.
Yep.
Nevo, can you please tell us about your extraordinary journey? Can you share it with our listeners?
Sure, yeah. So I was assigned female at birth, and that language is really important. The transgender community is moving away from speaking about being born in the wrong body and talking a lot more on what it actually means to assign baby's gender at birth, and that it's not necessarily about the actual sex of a child and the genitals of a child, but a lot more about the cultural and social norms that we put onto men and women and what we expect of them. So to say that you were assigned female at birth means that perhaps that assignation doesn't really fit. And for me, that's what that felt like. So I didn't ever really feel like I was a girl or a woman. That didn't really fit in with my narrative and how I felt in my body. And that led me on like a big journey of grappling with my sexuality and my gender, coming out as a lesbian at 15 in high school, and later coming out as transgender at 17 in year 12. And beginning my social and medical transition. And I now identify as non-binary, so outside of a female-male binary, and see myself first and foremost as a person who likes to be interacted with as a person, and, you know, a complicated blend of masculinity and femininity.
And were you born with the name Nevo?
No.
So that was part of the transition?
Yeah, yeah.
So you came out as a lesbian at 15. What was the reaction of the people around you? I mean, you went to a Jewish day school, you're part of the Melbourne Jewish community.
I think for the most part, people were quite accepting around sexuality and around being gay. I think that there weren't a lot of gay people in my high school or in my direct community, but there was some exposure to it. So my school was quite accepting. We did have a group that met once every 2 weeks that was dedicated to LGBTIQA students. So I was able to kind of explore my sexuality a little bit through there, and it was a safe space for me. My dad dealt with it pretty well. He wasn't all that fussed, and I think it took my mum a little bit more time, because I think that parents are kind of a little bit like GPS systems. I think they set out some kind of set destination for their children, and then when their kids take a wrong turn or an unexpected turn, it takes a little while to re-roof and figure out how they'll still get back there. So I remember when my mum said to me, okay, I'm fine with you being with a girl as long as she's Jewish. And I said, well, okay, but I only know 3 Jewish lesbians and they're all in their 40s. So what am I going to do? So for the most part, it was fine. I took my girlfriend to my school formal. People were mostly quite accepting, but that was a really different story when I came out as transgender.
First of all, I wanted to ask you, you came out at 15. Didn't people dismiss you as, oh, you're too young to really discover your sexuality?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When a 15-year-old comes home and says, I've got my first girlfriend, he's a boy, you know, like that's just accepted. Like no one ever says, oh, it's just a phase, or how can you know?
But when you felt you were a lesbian at 15, people thought, oh, you're not mature enough to know what you want or who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And what prompted you to change your gender altogether?
Well, I don't necessarily feel like I did change my gender. I feel like I was just being honest with people about it, and they had made assumptions about my gender. So the way that I kind of describe it is that imagine that you're a can of lentils and someone comes along and slaps on a label that says coconut milk, and you can't really explain it, but you're just not coconut milk. If they actually opened you up inside, they would see that that's not true. I mean, if they try to add you to a recipe that calls for coconut milk, they're going to be disappointed. So being trans isn't necessarily the process of the can of lentils trying to become lentils or even trying to become coconut milk. It's actually a process of just changing the label on the outside so people know what was on the inside all along.
But you see, for you to go through the changes, it wasn't just changing the label outside. Tell us about this journey.
Well, I guess it, like, for me, it was just kind of being honest with myself about who I actually was and not pretending anymore. And I researched and found some information online about trans people and found some representations. And, you know, like, I didn't grow up seeing myself represented anywhere, and I didn't really connect with any of the people that I sort of saw in the media or in movies or on television. And so once I started kind of being exposed to this, I realized that that's also how I felt about my body and about who I was and how I was being treated. And yeah, it was like a pretty difficult process. You know, my family were really struggling.
We are talking to Nevo Zissim, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So when you, Nevo, when you successfully managed to transition from female to a male, what was the reaction of the community?
So I don't really use the language transitioning from female to male. That's not really how I identify. I was assigned female at birth, and I identify as non-binary, and my transition was a series of processes, both medical and social, that got me to a place of authenticity. But yeah, people's reactions were pretty awful. I experienced a lot of trauma around it, and it was a pretty terrible time. But I also think that often with trans narratives, we really focus on the terrible sides of the stories and the tragedy, and I don't really want to represent that all the time. There's a lot of joy and a lot of feelings of euphoria that come with realizing that you're trans, and it's not always a kind of tragic, sad discovery. It's also, you know, discovering a world outside of the constraints that you've been provided in your life, and discovering communities and community spaces that are expansive and beautiful and colorful and caring.
And have you got a partner in your life at the moment?
I don't, but I also don't really feel like I need one. I have a lot of love and affection and support in my community.
Are you still within the Jewish community in Melbourne?
Yeah, I exist in Jewish communities, I exist in queer communities, and in communities that I've created and found myself.
So what's your message to the general public?
I think that we can all try and be better people. I think that we can all be aware that the world looks really different for different people, and to just try and strive to be the kindest, most considerate individuals that we can be, and to be considering what other people's life experiences might look like.
Nevo Zissim, I think you came a long way. I wish you good luck, and thank you so much for talking to us. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.